Last fall, the nation's second and third largest tobacco companies announced plans to merge. The expected merger of R.J. Reynolds with British American Tobacco has had repercussions throughout the business world. But perhaps Macon, Georgia, has felt the greatest impact. Macon is the site of a tobacco plant that's scheduled to close as a result of the merger. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In 1977, these machines churned to life for the first time. Marty Davis was here that day. As a senior fabrication technician at the Brown & Williamson tobacco plant, he's watched billions of cigarettes spin through these conveyor belts, shuttle into packages, and fly to places as far off as Japan. Now, he's wondering what he'll do when the machines shut down for the last time.
You know, it's really hard to believe that the day's coming where we're not going to be running here anymore, you know, but it's definitely coming. It's difficult. It's really difficult.
Davis is one of more than 2,000 local Brown & Williamson employees who don't know where they'll be in 2 years. The company plans to offer roughly half of the workers jobs at a plant in North Carolina. But many of the people here have lived in Macon for decades. It's not always easy to leave. Some are asking whether they should sell their houses now to avoid a potential glut in the real estate market when the plant finally closes, or hang on in hopes of finding another job in Macon. At an average salary of $26 an hour, most plant employees have little chance of finding other jobs in Macon that pay as well. Fred McConnell is a company spokesperson at the plant.
We've kind of put together a program that addresses a lot of the needs, whether it's resume writing, job search, preparation, interview skills.
While McConnell puts on the bright public face of the company, answering questions from employees, the media, and the rest of the world, he also has to wonder about his own future. McConnell's job will disappear when this plant closes, just like everyone else's.
By the time I got out of finding out myself, went back to my office, my light was blinking, and everybody was there. In fact, I think it wasn't but a few minutes later that the TV folks were already camped outside of the plant here.
McConnell couldn't even think about how the plant closing would affect his own life until he got home that night. He's the only provider for his wife and 8-month-old daughter. Even people who don't work at the plant are bracing for the impact of the shutdown. At the H&H restaurant, everybody's talking about the ripple effect. Mama Louise and Mama King have been cooking soul food here since the 50s. They were too busy with the breakfast rush to talk, but Frank Thomas wasn't. He's a police officer who makes some extra money working as a security guard at the plant. And he says it's not just the thousands of employees and contractors at the plant who will hurt when the factory closes. It's everyone, from grocery stores to barber shops, and even the charities that Brown & Williamson supported.
Korea is a big contributor, especially to some of the United Negro College Fund, and they do a whole lot of things for the community. And we're really going to miss them if they close down.
The Macon Water Authority has already said that rates will increase when it loses its number one customer. Ezell, who didn't want to give his last name, anticipates the worst.
They cry. They're crushing. They're finna fall. Like a shield.
He says this is an age when people overspend. They get deep into debt, and that makes losing a job much more difficult.
What is you going to do? You don't have nowhere to stay? No jobs here in Macon? That people were used to making $20, $30 an hour. Now they're going to go to Burger King, McDonald's.
Chip Cherry says the city is worried about bankruptcies, foreclosures, and even increased domestic violence. He's the president of Macon's Chamber of Commerce, and he's working hard to mitigate the damage.
One of the big assets we have now, which is the good side of what's going on with Brown & Williamson, is we have a pool of very well-trained, highly productive people that are going to be available. And a lot of companies that are looking for places to locate are looking for trained employees with a proven track record. Well, how often do you have this many people coming on the market at one time?
He says a few companies are interested in filling the hole that Brown & Williamson will leave when it shuts down its Macon operation, but he can't talk about those deals yet. He says finding someone to establish headquarters in your city is like dating. You don't know you've got them until the ring's on their finger and they say, "I do." Ari Shapiro, NPR News.